us bow our heads for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for our gathering this evening that you have made possible again. Thank you, dear God, for your blessings in our gathering on Sunday. Thank you for your watchful eyes upon us since we parted then till now. Lord, thank you for your protection upon travelers. Thank you for students. Thank you for workers and business people. Thank you for your hands upon the sick and the afflicted. Thank you for the strength for the weak. We are grateful to you. Thank you for being with our pastor. Lord, in the U.S., we are grateful to you. Lord, we want to commit this evening service into your hand. Lord, your servant that we are expecting has arrived safely. We pray that you will be with him, O living God, and give him unction of your spirit. May he speak as your oracle, Lord. We ask that this service will promote your kingdom in our lives, Lord. Let it be there, Father. Meet with all our needs and expectations, that at the end of the service will go with abundance of testimonies. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. Welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, our brother, we are expecting this. Yeah, he came in this afternoon from Ile-Ife. And his name is Reverend Rufus Tolon. Reverend Rufus Tolon from Liberia. He's been around in the country since August, he said, one place to another, but we are having this night to have him while we proceed to be with the W Church on Sunday, and then from there to other places before we go back to his country. We left the second offering till towards the closing for some obvious reasons. God bless you. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You will find it's not too busy to hear your house cry. He's passing by this moment, your name's Jesus. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes. I reach out and touch the Lord. I reach out and touch the Lord as he passes. I have found it's not too busy. I have found it's not too busy. Yeah. He is passing by this moment, your need to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he, just the last time, goes. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes. You may find out you, oh, it's not too bad. This moment, your
In Jesus' name, let us pray. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for all our faithful services. We pray for those who might be on our way coming. We pray that we hasten their steps, that we will worship in the beauty of holiness. Lord, let it be, O God, that we get out of the way and present yourself. After it all, let it be like the bread on our way to Emma saying, in our hearts, praying in our way, speak to us. We thank you, we bless you. Why would they not honor press of it, that your name will be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Okay. We're wasting time. Let's turn to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. First Timothy 4:6. In Jesus' name. First Timothy 4:6. The Bible says, Okay. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the word of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained, in Jesus' mighty name. Let's have a seat and read Isaiah 43:26. Isaiah 43:26. For the 3 verse number 26. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified, in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. We have a little topic here, putting the brethren in remembrance. Hallelujah. I'm not a great preacher. Praise the name of Jesus. Just want to emphasize on some of the things the prophet has said in Jesus' name. I bring a greeting from Pastor Wader. Say, wherever I go, I should extend this greeting as many as they praise the name of Jesus. Say, as you extend that greeting. I just want to sing a little song. Thanks. Praise the name of Jesus to glorify the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thanks. Just compose a little stanza in it. Tell what the prophet did in Jesus' mighty name. Thank, I give you thanks for all you done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks for all you done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. I give you thanks for the message of the harvest, a song of man, introducing the Son of Man. The last day bright, I got a ring in the eye, by the old painting of the world, I give you all the thanks. I give you thanks for all you've done. I am so blessed. My soul has found rest. Oh Lord, I give you thanks. God bless you, saints. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Once again, not a great preacher, just to say something the prophet has said. Hallelujah. Right. Our little topic is putting the brethren in remembrance. Hallelujah. Because time is no more. We got to be put in remembrance. We come to church to better our lives as son and daughter of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we have to be put in remembrance of the word of God. Okay. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Hebrews 11, 1. Hallelujah. The Bible said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In Jesus' mighty name. We know faith is substance, something that is tangible, something that is not I hope, something that has already been done, something that you can see. Praise the name of Jesus. You can't see, but you believe that you already have it. Praise the name of Jesus. It's a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In Jesus' mighty name. Denomination will pray. They'll be hoping they want for a miracle to take place on that scene. But for us, when we pray, we believe we already have what we pray for. We just keep thanking the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. We just keep thanking the Lord. Hallelujah. So faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. We believe we already have it. In Jesus' mighty name. Now in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Romans 10, verse 17. Says, hallelujah. Romans 10, 17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. So faith is a sustenance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hallelujah. So if we do not hear the word of God, how will we have faith? We need to come to hear the word of God. The Bible says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of God. And Brother Brown said, that man is a spirit man. Every fool is the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. If you and myself do not eat the physical food, we die. Amen. I say you are fast and pray. So the spiritual food, we need to come to eat it. If we don't come to hear the word of God, spiritually we die. We need to come to hear the word. Because time is no more. We need to come in a weekly activity sooner to hear the word. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We need to eat. You can stay home and say you have faith. No, sir. To come to hear the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Then John 1:1. St. John 1:1. St. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. 14 says, and the Word was made flesh. It dwelt among us. In Jesus' mighty name. In the Word were made flesh and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. We know John the Baptist, the first forerunner of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And today we have the prophet. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. To introduce him. Let go in the message, proofing his word. Proofing his word. You see what the prophet said. Six four zero eight one six. Paragraph 221. You see what the prophet said. Okay. Hallelujah. Now after 1900 years, with the church ages past and all the things that he prophesied of Luther, Wesley, he just went through and see it drawn out, and the moon come down and drawn it out, and the word drawn it on the board here first and show it, and come down himself and confirm it to be right after 1900 years. And we are at the end of the Laodicean church age. He promised in Luke 17:30 that this same Son of Man, he promised, you see, he promised it would be revealed in the days like it was in Sodom upon the earth. Did he do it? Does it have to come to pass? It's impossible. Now, remember, he came. He comes, brother, in three names. The Son of Man, a prophet. The Son of God, the Spirit. The Son of David, for the melody. Part in between this conjunction now. According to his word, in the day when the Son of Man shall be revealed, reveal himself as what? Non-Son of God, Son of Man, will reveal himself in a different way. Now, what does that make? Malachi 4. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Malachi 4. Malachi 4. Hallelujah. Exactly right. See? The Son of Man will reveal himself not in a whole big denominations and things as we have had through the ages, but he would manifest himself as Son of Man again to make manifest Malachi 4. And in the day I will send to you Elijah the prophet, and he shall turn the hearts of the children back to the Father, to the faith of the apostolic fathers, away from all denominations, and back and come back to the original word again, to draw out the last day prayer in Jesus' mighty name. So we always have to come to church. Whatever we are doing, we need to put God first. Time is no more. He has come to draw the last day bride. Don't allow the pressure of the world to slam us out. In Jesus' mighty name. Let put him first in everything we do, because time is no more. We are living in a borrowed time. In Jesus' mighty name. You see, we have to put him first in everything we do. You see, think of it. To draw out the last day prayer. Tree that he promised, in the evening time it shall be light. Not through the midst of the day. The midst of the day, it shall be light. It will be a day. Cannot be called day nor night. See, it make up the body, but the sin here that was here in the east is here in the west. Again, no one of our prophet came from the U.S. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And this message is to forerun. We should know the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today here we are as brother. But I want to urge you, church. Are we really coping with it? Are we always here in Jesus' mighty name? Are we always here on a Sunday in Jesus' mighty name? Are we presenting the spirit of fraud looking back in Jesus' mighty name? Because time is no more. Time is no more. We are coming. But are we entering ourselves for the spirit of God to enter into us? Amen. The Bible says it is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. Because when Christ is in us, he will preach his own word. He will cleanse his own church. He will come to his own church. Praise the name of Jesus. He will live his own word. Bible says, I do everything through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. God day and night, see it make up the body, but the sin here that was here in the east is here in the west again. There should be light in the evening time. Oh my, I feel like singing a song. It shall be light about the evening time, the path of glory you will surely find. In the water we is the light today. Buried in his precious name. Young and old. Repent of all your sins. Then the Holy Ghost will surely enter in. The evening light have come. It been known and made a fight that God and Christ are one. The church and Christ have been one. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. It is no longer you and I that live, but Christ lives in us. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. For there is light in the evening time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now go to perfect faith. The message, perfect faith. Please. 630825. Perfect faith. 630825. Preaching the evening. Paragraph 179. Right. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ that you come not in this land unless you feel that you got that perfect fit. In Jesus' name. See what the prophet is doing? Having preached the word. Charging them in the name of Jesus Christ that no one should come in this prayer land until they have perfect fit. Amen. Because God himself is to produce the perfect fit. Amen. If we have God's spirit in us, the fruit of the spirit will come out. It's faith, self-control. Think of it. You name it. God himself should get the faith. But we need the spirit of God in us. Perhaps says, well, how do you know you get a Holy Spirit? Your spirit should bear record with the Spirit of God, and the fruit of the Spirit should project out of your life. So you see that it is God that doing it. Hallelujah. That's why we are to be like the man that said, God, if you don't give me the Spirit of God, I won't leave from here.
In Jesus' mighty name.
See what the prophet is telling the people. Have you preached on perfectly? They have to have faith for their healing.
In Jesus' mighty name.
So he telling them here. See, I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ that you come not in this land unless you feel that you got that perfect.
Praise the name of Jesus.
So without faith,
it is impossible to please God.
Anyone that comes to God must believe that God is, and God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. He must give you that faith,
because without faith, we're not talking about intellectual faith. Praise the name of Jesus.
He need to give us the faith. We need His Spirit. We need to enter ourselves.
Praise the name of Jesus.
No, when he said, he told the Pharaoh, he said, tarry ye in the center of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high.
Hallelujah. Brother Maraca Pish, there was denomination people want to go have crusade or revival.
Setting priests.
Those chairs.
We start to turn. The priest was turning those chairs. Trapping those chairs. I heard say the wish telling them, you got to go. We don't want you to have services. You got to go.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Could you imagine?
Where is the fruition of my sister, these sons of Father than I believe? Praise the name of Jesus.
I said, you could see the priest. The priest turning around. Throwing those chairs away. You see, so we need God in us to do His own work.
These sons of Father then I believe they want to have crusades.
So why is it that the devil will attack it and will prevail?
No one by the Bible says we should be written, episode written and seen of all men. Praise the name of Jesus.
Why? Why should the priest? It's a clear indication that
they don't have the perfect fit. Because God will fight for Himself. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah.
So the prophet said, I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ that you come not in this land unless you feel that you got that perfect faith. Because you are only taking
their time. In Jesus' mighty name.
Somebody else time. You see? So if we don't have faith, and we come here, we're only taking somebody else time.
Praise the name of Jesus.
If we don't have faith, we are limited.
Praise the name of Jesus.
If the promises of God are our survival, if we don't have faith, it will bypass us and go to those that have faith.
Praise the name of Jesus.
When they faith. We have faith. It's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that God is. God cannot lie. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him.
In Jesus' mighty name,
we need to believe it.
Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We need to believe it.
You see. Anyone that comes to God must believe that God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek
Him. One of us will say, only believe. All things are possible.
Keep believing. Keep confessing.
Praise the name of Jesus.
But you know why? We need God's Spirit in us.
Praise the name of Jesus. All secret power are revealed unto us and then are revealed for us and our children.
Even how the Holy Spirit had the secret power of being revealed. How we receive the revelation of the hour.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's very important to have faith. So it comes by hearing. Praise God that we have come to eat to the spiritually speaking.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Brother Brian said we come to church to better all our lives as sons and daughters of God. So if we don't come to church, how would that happen? We need to come to be filled.
This week, Sunday, we eat. We have come again. We need to eat just like that.
Continuity till He comes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. But as long as I have preached to you, have I ever said one thing to you? But what? It happened. Exactly. The Lord did that. He did it known for me. I believe.
Praise the name of Jesus.
See? He believe. We need to believe.
Praise the Lord.
We need to believe. We are believers. We are proud of Christ. We need to believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Not to unbeliever.
Praise the name of Jesus.
The prophet said he believed. He did it for you. That you may believe that what I am telling you is the truth.
Let us believe the truth. Praise the name of Jesus.
Now you believe it. It will be well, right? All right. And you will get well when you come back here. Drop your unbelief. Drop your unbelief right in this. A spiritual packet down here. You will not see it. But it's there. When the oil touches you, drop your unbelief right there. The devil said that walk away with perfect faith.
Praise the name of Jesus.
We know faith is a sustenance of thing hope for and everlasting. Amen. That you are well. Will you do it? The Lord bless you then.
See it. What have faith for healing? What have righteous faith?
But it comes by hearing and hearing the word of God.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Because it comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. With all it, it is impossible to please God.
Let me see the peace of God in the house, in the church tonight. Let me see the peace of God. Praise the name of Jesus tonight.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, God bless you, sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, faith.
Put it then in remembrance. Put the breath in remembrance.
Hallelujah. Okay, the same perfect faith. Paragraph 141. Perfect faith. Paragraph 141.
Okay.
Paragraph 141. Listen to what the prophet said. By his faith in his word, we he conquered. We can conquer anything.
Praise the Lord.
Not faith in any other person, but faith, by his faith, in his word. We can conquer anything.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. We can conquer anything, by his faith, in his word. He conquers. We can conquer anything, both that, hell, and the grave. God. We don't have faith in the word.
Praise the Lord.
We can conquer anything.
Praise the name of Jesus Christ.
Because we have faith in the word.
In Jesus' mighty name.
We have faith in the word. The Bible says where the unclean spirit leaves a man,
having prayed, it goes to dry places, looking for where to take it resident.
In Jesus' mighty name. If it doesn't, they want to come back. If it meet the horse empty,
Brother said, if you don't have faith, praise the name of Jesus.
Amen. That's why we should have been praying for. If you see a symptom of that sickness, innocent,
praise the name of Jesus.
Just keep thanking the Lord. Just keep believing. Just keep telling God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Because that unclean spirit want to come back. And dwell in your house. Don't give a chance. Let that house not be empty. Let faith be at the door. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for the healing. In Jesus' mighty name. Then the Bible said, when you can't admit the house empty, it brings seven powerful demons. More than the first, then it's the second part of your life got worse. Unbelief. In Jesus' mighty name. The word is not for unbeliever, but it is for believer. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. You see? Anything, both death, hell, and a grave. We know that God is God. Oh my. We know that God is God. We know that God is God. That perfect faith in God's perfect word. God's word is perfect. It is perfect faith. It's got to be God's perfect word. He conquered everything that he come in contact with. See, faith in God's word. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Death could not even stand in his presence. Oh my. Praise the name of Jesus. If death did not stay in his presence, death would stay in our presence. No, sir. Praise the Lord. But we need the faith. We need the spirit of God in us. Praise the Lord. Because the spirit need to produce the faith. No, what the songwriter says, set your wing on the wing of faith. You can fly in a higher place. Don't struggle. In Christ, set your wing on the wing of faith. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The two wings of an eagle represent the Lyrian Old and New Testament. They depend on the fly in the blue. So we need to put our faith on our wing to fly in the promises of God's word. Praise the name of Jesus. Because the promises of the word of God are our survival. Pride. Holy Ghost filled pride. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Death could not even stand in his presence. Sickness could not stand in his presence. Flowing from him. Was like rivers of virtue going out constantly. Virtue going from his garment. These people laid in his shadows, step, put their finger on his garment. On his garment and was healed in Jesus' mighty name. And were healed. Think of it. Hallelujah. And were healed. You see? When the woman done that, then everybody wanted to touch his garment. Because they seen that there was virtue going from him standing, flow like rivers. There he was. Walking in a world with perfect faith. Praise the name of Jesus. If we have perfect faith, we won't fear anything. Because the word of God is the hammer that breaks into pieces. It's our defense. Praise the name of Jesus. We will not fear nothing. Praise the name of Jesus. Because he was the word. And now if ye abide in me through him, he brought the word to you. And my word abides in you. The word had to be in us. Then walk in the same kind of a way virtues flow from you. Praise the name of Jesus. That's all. Simple as that. In Jesus' name. The rivers of God's fountains of blessings just flowing out to the people. See what I mean? In Jesus' mighty name.
And you are not bluffing it. You are not imagining it.
Nothing. None at all.
It actually taking place. And you see it. If you are just imagining, that don't do any good.
It's not imagination.
But if it's really there, it really happened.
Praise the Lord. We just have to pray for it to be there. Praise the name of Jesus. Because it will happen. Praise the name of Jesus. If it is there, no devil, no demon can stop it. It will happen. Praise the name of Jesus.
So then we need the Spirit of God to produce His fruit.
If we have the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit produce the fruit, we don't have to struggle with things. Praise the name of Jesus.
We just relax. We just have a birthright. Peace.
Whenever situation comes, just relax yourself. Just stand still and see His power. Praise the Lord. In action. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's there. Because the faith is there.
Because we eat Him and He in us.
If you abide in me and my word in you, ask what you will. Praise the name of Jesus.
Now notice it, but it, when He stood and He said, if you destroy this valley, this temple, I will raise it up again in 3 days. Why? He was just as satisfied. He do that. Because the scriptures said that He would do it.
The Messiah. Praise the name of Jesus.
I would not leave His soul in hell. Neither will I suffer my Holy One to see it corruption. A prophet who the world comes to and said that would happen. And He knew He was that person.
Praise the name of Jesus.
He knew He was that person.
You see? He knew He was that person. Okay?
And when Jesus Himself said, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, or they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. If you must have that same perfect covenant that when hands is laid on you, on me, I shall recover, because He said so.
Simple as that. Simple as that. Praise the name of Jesus. Just simple as that. Think of it. Hallelujah.
Simple as that. You see? You must have the same perfect confidence that when hands is laid on you, on me, I will recover. Because He says so. He said, you destroyed this body and I will raise it up. Because He knew He was the Messiah. I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. He knew He was the Holy One. Neither would I leave His soul in hell. He did not. He knew He do it. He had covenant that He was there to conquer both death and hell. Said, destroy it if you wish to, and I will raise it back again in 2 days. Oh my, I have power to lay my life down, or I have power to take it up again. He knew who He was.
Just the last one.
Praise the name of Jesus. You are a Christian.
Praise the Lord.
You have right to any redemptive blessing that Jesus died for you for. It's all yours.
Oh, hallelujah.
It's already paid for. Oh, hallelujah. You just have to believe it. Not imagine it. Believe it and know that it's yours. Oh, hallelujah. And you can process it. Oh, that's the conqueror's faith. Know ye. In Jesus' mighty name. We have to believe it. And know that we can conquer it. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Simple as that. We have to believe. May God help us to believe in the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. I'll soon close. Praise the Lord. Our God is good. And all the time. Think of it. Since we stay in perfect faith. Let us get to paragraph 114 in Jesus' mighty name. Paragraph 114 to 123. So close. Sorry for taking time. Okay. Paragraph 114.
And so, when a man lives by faith and walks by faith, I mean sustained faith,
he is isolated from the entire world and becomes a new creature in Christ. Praise the name of Jesus.
There, now you are getting into prime material.
Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Into prime material?
See, you are getting into rapturing condition.
Oh, God help us. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, a new creature, the old has gone, behold, everything has become new. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir.
Now, that means for each one of us, not just the pastor, deacon, trustee, that means for the laity, every individual walks in a world with God alone.
Yes, sir.
You are baptized into the kingdom, and there's nobody in their bodies, you and God. See, he gives the orders, and you pipe them out. Whatever he says, there's not a shadow of doubt. Nowhere. You work right on. If the Lord said this, there's nobody in the world can talk.
Yes, sir.
You out of it. You go right on just the same. You are coming into perfect perfection that cannot fail. That's faith. Never fails. Yes. He was amazed to then with his perfect faith. And so it is now with those who have perfect faith.
Amistic to the others.
Others. We are taught to resist the devil. And he will flee from us. Not to resist. Now to resist is to just simple turn him down. Just resist him. That is just walk away from it.
God said a certain thing. No matter what he's trying to tell you, you do not even listen to him. You do not even listen to him.
You have your ears are deaf to anything else but what the Spirit says. Oh, hallelujah. See, to he that has an ear that listens, see what the Spirit says unto the churches. In Jesus' mighty name.
So there's a little word in my little you know, time that I just try to just toss us on it in the prophecy. God bless you. I pray that God will help us to have perfect faith, to have the Spirit of God in us, to grow in the Spirit. Jesus growing in the Spirit from grace to grace. God bless you. Shalom. Pastor.
Seeing that we still have some little time, I want us to commit ourselves to God with these things that we have heard. The world is exhorting us to have faith and confidence in God's word and to discountenance anything that the enemy brings that is contrary to what God has promised. That is how we can possess our possession, be it spiritual or physical. Since the Bible says it is impossible to please him without faith, it's a must to be able to please God. Let's commit ourselves to God with this time that we still have and ask him to help us and give us this perfect faith that have here on the chest that takes no for an answer, that makes a footprint and possesses possession, that doubts the enemy and believe God for anything that God has promised. Let's commit ourselves to God as we pray. Let's remember those that are trusting God yet for the Holy Ghost baptism, that the Lord will touch them and give them this faith that they have enough. Let's remember the sick and the afflicted. Let's remember the nine spiritual gifts that desire their full manifestation. Let's remember the fivefold ministries. Remember our pastor also. Let's remember the missionaries and the local assembly, pregnant sisters, and those trusting God for children. Let's remember them, our people in other countries. Let's remember them. Let's pray for our nation. Let's pray for every family. Let's pray for job seekers. Let's pray for little children. Let's pray for students. Let's pray for workers and business people, that the Lord will prosper each one. Shall we commend the request to God? While praying for the NYC people, let's remember Sister Rachel Mafidon in Port Harcourt, Afam area, who is presently facing the trouser issue, that God will favor her and make a way for her to be able to serve. I want us to remember the officers of the church and everyone that does one thing or the other in the household of faith, that the Lord will reward each one for their labor, and that the Lord will inspire us more for better service unto Him. Let's pray that God will give each one the dedication that is needed to be able to put in our best into God's service. Let's remember Sister Mary and the children. Let's remember spinsters, those who are engaged. Let's pray for those who are about to get married. The Lord will see all of them to make provisions. Let's remember the services ahead for God's blessings. Shall we pray? Let's commit the wife of Brother Amos Akisanya, who had a baby girl this morning, 2 CS, unto God, that the Lord will give them perfect both herself and the baby, and provide for the family at this time. Let us remember Brother Billy Paul, that the request was given yesterday of his health condition. If the time allotted to him has not come, let's pray that God will give him good health and strength to spend all his days. And if his time has come, that he will not have to go through suffering. Let's commit the situation to God's hand. As we bring the service to a close, in case someone has a need, a request or desire you would like to be remembered in prayer, such a one can lift up his or her hand as your Father's prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for the privilege to be in your house. Under every circumstances, your word stands true. Lord, that we can never come to your house and go back the same. It's either we go better or we go worse. Having sat down and we have had your word re-echoed to our hearing, we can't remain the same. It's either the word has made us better or we are worse. But Lord, we believe that all of us are better off. Lord, because the reading of your word brings blessing, the re-echoing of it, Lord, give strength. Dear Father, we pray, O God, that this word that we have heard, that the Holy Spirit will really place them in our heart. Lord, may you expatiate it, Heavenly Father. We pray that you will cook in it by that Spirit, Lord, that will form our meditation. It will dispel every doubt, Lord. It will scatter all darkness. It will take away all unbelief, O Father. We pray, O God, that you will plant faith deep in our heart, O God, that have ear on the chest that taste no for an answer. Let it be their Father. May we possess our possession. Lord, we ask, O God, that the faith that we have in of, O God, Lord, to make us ready for your coming, give to every one of us, Father. All that we need and we desire, O God of heaven, and we know that your word has promised them, their Master. May we believe you for every one of them. The request that we have committed into your hands, O Father, you are a prayer answering God. As we pray, you told us that when we desire anything, and we ask in prayer, we should believe that what we have received, what we have asked for, that we have received. You said, then shall we have it, Lord. Maybe so unto every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. Your servant that has crossed our path, O Father, we ask you blessing, O God. Lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, we pray, God, that you take him from strength to strength. Give him greater revelation, Father. Bless him and meet with all his needs, Lord. Lord, the journey is still need to make before he leave the country. May your protection be upon him. By the time he will be through here to return back to his country, may he go back home with abundance of testimonies. Thank you, dear Father. Bless your daughter that came to the altar for one thing or the other. May you grant the desires of her heart. Once again, we commit a pastor into your hand, the U.S., that your grace will rest upon him, Father. Give him good health. Make him a blessing to your people, eternal Father. Grant all he desires, dear Father. Lord, as he prays for us, and we pray for him, may you answer our prayers for both each other, Lord. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Once again, we thank you for the delivery. Lord, two CS you gave to the wife of Brother Amos, Akisaya, we are grateful unto you. We pray you will strengthen both the baby and the mother also. Thank you, Father. Lord, I believe Paul is of great age. Lord, we thank you for all these years that he has spent on the service of the earth. Lord, the junior brother has put that request to say that the body is worn out and weak and tired and broken down, O Father. Lord, that is as far as the medical will testify. Lord, the decision is in your hand. Lord, if his time has not yet expired, Lord, we pray that you return strength to him. We pray you quicken from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. May you send strength back unto his body. Drive away every weaknesses. Drive away all affliction, dear Father. If his time has come that you allotted for him, may you go peacefully, Heavenly Father. Be with the family. Be with the brethren over there. Thank you, gracious Master. We are so grateful. We are thankful unto you, Lord, because each time we call upon you, we have the assurance that you hear it our prayers. Very soon we'll be going back to our homes. You are the one that brought us safely. Take us back home safely. This country is your hand. Be gracious unto us. We pray for Israel, their Father. We ask, Lord, that it will be their strength. Lord, may you weaken the hands of the enemy, O Father. Thank you, dear Master. Blessed be your wonderful name. The rest of the services of the week, the tape service on Friday and also the Sunday services are in your hand. One of your servants also coming from Lagos. Bring him safely. Make him a great blessing unto us again, O Father. Lord, we pray, dear God, that day by day, may we draw closer unto you, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I think this is your Bible. Yeah, I know we have some difficulties in hearing the intonation of the preacher because the way Liberians speak is different from the way we speak. The first time I was there, it took me time to even know what they are saying. I would just keep watching their mouth, and you know, that's how it is from country to country. It just differs. Even Ghana here, their pronunciation is different from us. Some slight differences. But that place is a little far. It's farther a bit in pronunciation. If you are there, you just be listening to stories. You will not know what. I mean, sound, just sound. But I believe that the reading from the projector makes us be able to pick some of the things. God bless you. Though I heard most of all he said, even outside of Donkey, because at least I spent about 2 months with them. So, God bless you richly. Yeah, God bless you, Brother Rufus. I think the other time we have Brother Naphtali with us, which I said, apart from reading it from the scripture, that is the first time I will hear Naphtali. This one, I think, in the secondary school, somebody was bearing Rufus. And then also, I know of a minister in the Ekiti that also bear Rufus. After that, this is the third one now we see, Rufus. You know, there are some names that are scarce, not just common like that. When I went to South Africa, the deacon, when invited me to his house, he also bears Samuel. So he calls me First Samuel, himself Second Samuel. He said, First Samuel, Second Samuel. All right. God bless you. I bring greetings once again from Pastor. We chatted today. We just couldn't speak, but we chatted. And we may still speak this evening, but we chatted earlier in the day. And he sent his. First started in the night, then this evening. We also chatted again before the service. Send his greetings once again to the church and request for more of our prayers. Mama Kisan also sent greetings to the church when we spoke. She was the one that called to talk about the son's wife giving birth. And the Oluwaro team is also called from Lisbon in Portugal and send their greetings. Pastor Simon Peter Oladejo from Ilefe, we spoke today when he was sending the visiting minister to Ibadan. He also sent his greetings to the church. God bless you. When we sing this hymn, then the second offering will be taken. It was not taken in the beginning of the service for obvious reason. God bless you. 256. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord or to defend his cause. Maintain the honor of his word, the glory of his cross. The offering plate can come. I'm not ashamed to own my Lord or to the 256 is the glory cross. Maintain the honor of his word, the glory of his cross. At the cross, at the cross, at the cross, where I fall, so that the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. Jesus, my Lord, I know his name. Jesus, my Lord, I
péché n'enlève ma yobé. In instance now, Wame Sistro is from instance and he can well secure. Oh, what I've committed to his son.
God bless you. We are expecting a visiting minister also on Sunday. So let's have it in mind and pray for the minister and for ourselves. And have it in mind, welcome. Shall we bow our heads again? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with every one of us now and until his coming. Amen.
The cross, the cross.